Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, the first segment, we were learning the Maimer and the Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Mem Gimel, also based in the Rishimus Leiv. And we saw that Torah is a tikkun for Lashon Hara. Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. The Eitz Chaim is a tikkun for Lashon Hara. We want to understand why. And we went to a very tifa mahalach, a very deep understanding of Torah. Torah is a mashal hakadmoni. Torah is a mashal to the Torah that preceded the world, which is Sof Maisa B'Machshav Tchila, the Torah that's going to be at the end of days, which is a Torah of Orlas Halev, where there's no Bechira. That's my Torah. Torah on a deeper level is no Bechira. We said, therefore, when you learn, you have to learn without Bechira. I don't have Bechira, I have to learn. So that's the, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous segment. So now we're going to understand how this is a tikkun for Lashon Hara. How is Torah tikkun for Lashon Hara based on this Yisod? So, in the Pachad Yitzchak in Shari Chodesh Aviv, Maimer Tezayin, Shari Chodesh Aviv, and Pesach, he says that when we talk about man, we know that what defines man, different than all other creatures, that he is Koach HaBechira. But even within man, even within man's koach habechira, there's the man sheba man, the bocher sheba bocher. What is the height? Where do you see the height of the koach habechira in man? In his koach hadibur. It says in the pasuk, b'sheish tzaras yatzilcha, or b'sheba lo yiga b'chara. Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol tzaras ani matzilcha, vol mimah loshen hara, ata hasmei hatmei nitzatzmecha. Six tzaras, I'll save you. The seventh won't cause bad to you, evil to you. Hashem says, I'll save you from all the tzaras, but not from a Baal Lashon Hara. From him you have to hide. And the only beer is that just like we find that man is more likely to be saved from Baalei Chaim than from people, because Baalei Chaim have no Bechira and people do. So you can't mess with a Baal Bechira. That was the idea of throwing him, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, into the pit, Yosef HaTzadik, and not killing him themselves. Because the svara behind that, why was it a Hatzalah? Vayishma Ruven Vayatzileo Miyadim, why was that Hatzalah throwing him to the pit of animals? Because animals aren't Baalei Bechira, so when you're living in God's hands, there's more chance for Hatzalah. Mashen came, when a person's a Baal Bechira, Ata Hatmein Esatzmecha. There, when you're dealing with a Baal Bechira, you need more Shemira. And here it says, from a Baal Lashon, a Baal Lashon Hara, Ata Hatmein Esatzmecha, because that's the highest level of Bechira. And therefore there's the least Hashgacha there, the least chance God is going to save you. God can save you from anything, from anybody. But the most, the least chance of being saved is Dafka from a Baal Lashon Hara, because that's the Adam Sheba Adam. That's the highest expression of man, and man is a chooser. So therefore, when we're in the realm of Lashon Hara, you have to hide yourself. God says, I'm not going to save you. Take care of yourself here, because you're dealing with the highest level of Bechira. So that's like Omeid Birshus Atzmo. That's why the halachas of speech, the Rambam calls, Nedarim, Shvuas, Nezirus, Arachim, Charamim, Sefer Hafla, Ish Ki Yafli Lindor Neder. A child who's close to Bar Mitzvah and who can make Hakdashas in Nedarim is called Mufla Samach Liish. What's this inyan of Pele with respect to the Koach HaDibur? Because we have in Asher Yotzer Mafli Lasos, the Ramah says the Pele is Makasher Gashmi Baruchani, that's the Pele of man, the spiritual and the physical intermingled, combined. And the halach is that the bracha of Asher Yotzar is about the nefesh hativis, nekavim nekavim, chalulim chalulim, yipasech, yisasen. And we finish rofei chol basar. However, we add umafli lasos, and this is samuch to Elokai neshama, because Asher Yotzar is no saral nefesh hativis, the human physical body, and Elokai neshama is and the godly soul, Masata, Yatzarta, Nafachta, Mashamra. So the Mafli Lasos is the Kesher Gesher between these two brachas. Because the Mafli, the Pele, is the Chibor of the Ruchni and the Gashmi. That's the Pele. Now we understand the tochen of the pasuk. Otcha, hinaros niflesi, nifloim maasecha, v'nafshi yoidas meod. God, your deeds are wondrous, and my soul knows this very much because my soul understands this, the pella of the chibur gashmi v'ruchni. Where do we see this chibur in Parshas Bereishis between the nefesh alokis and nefesh ativis? Vayodam lenefesh chaya. Because we have the Ofer Min Adama, we have the Vayipach Bap of Nishmas Chaim, we have the dust of the earth, we have the godly breath, and then the person becomes a Nefesh Chaya. And what's this Nefesh Chaya? This Chibur, the Ruach Memalala, the speech. So this mizigah, this meshing of the nefesh alokis and nefesh ativis of the godly soul and the human soul, was mechadesh the shorish of the koach hadibur. Because that's why he adam the nefesh chay is the ruach memalala, and this nefesh chay is the chibur of the ruchni and the gashmi. So the chibur of the ruchni and the gashmi is expressed in the dibur, and that's what we see. We say words with our physical throat and mouth, vocal cords, but it's expressing something spiritual. And animals don't have it like we have it. So that's the Pele. The Pele, the wonder, the greatest wonder, is the Chibur of the Gashmi and the Ruchani, and that's expressed in the Koach HaDibur. And as we said, your speech is the height of man. That means speech is the highest expression of the Korach HaBechira. Because where do you get your Korach HaBechira from? This Kfelus. You're min Elyonim and min HaTachtonim. You're from the dust, and you're also from the Yerneshama Elokis. So you don't have true chayris in your nefesh alokis, because that's godly. That's not going to sin on its own. And not benefesh ativis. Why should your nefesh ativis? Why should that do anything? Why should do anything right? Why should do mitzvahs? But when they have the chibur, the meshing of the two, that's where you have your koach habechira. The two of them together, now you get to choose who's going to win, the nefesh alokis or the nefesh habemis, ativis. So when you're speaking, which is the nefesh alokis and nefesh ativis together, that's the greatest expression of man as a bocher, of the chayris of man. Now you're a chooser. This is the highest level of man. This is what defines man. Man is a chooser. Man is the mizug of the nefesh alokis and nefesh ativis. And that's why we understand that God says, I can save you from everything, but not from the Baal Lashon Hara. From the Baal Lashon Hara, you have to save yourself. Because the Lashon Hara, when a person's speaking, that's the highest level of Bechira. God doesn't get involved. God leaves it completely up to us. Mavis v'chaim b'yad ha-Lashon. That's Tifa Zachin. Now we understand the Sefer HaFla. Ish kli yafli, speech. That's Taka, the greatest Pele. Because the whole idea of speech is the Chibur of Gashmi and Ruchni. And that's a Pele b'chai Adam, Mafli Lasos, Chibur ben Gashmi the Ruchni. That's Shira Sayam. Man is a speaker, the highest level of speech is Shira. When he's speaking with beautiful words and in a song, Nora Sihilos, we say in the Shira, Osei Fela. Pele's got to appear in the Shira. And now, Megaitzu Rik Tzu Anhai, we go to the beginning. How do we start? The takan of the Baal Lashon Hara is basic HaTorah, Mar B'Lashon Lashon Eitz Chaim. We didn't understand. What's the Shaychus? What's the kesher between Lashon Hara, the Tikkun for Lashon Hara, being Torah? Yes, this Aver fixes the same Aver. Okay, but we said there's something deeper here. It seems there's a Gevissa Shaychus, there's Mashu Mod Mod Miuchad, Misuyam, that connects Limud HaTorah to Lashon Hara, that Limud HaTorah is going to be the Tikkun. Now we understand beautifully. Because what's Torah? Torah is Shlilas HaBechira. Torah, as we saw in the previous shir, says I have no Bechira. And what's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is the height of Bechira. I'm using my Bechira for bad. So you want to be metaking that Bechira Halo Nechona? I'm going to put you now and put yourself in a world of Limud HaTorah where you have no Bechira. And that's the greatest tikkun. A person used his Bechira for bad. Lashon Hara, which is the highest level of Bechira. So now he puts himself into a world of Eitz Chaim, where there's no more death, where there's no more Bechira for Ra. That's the Nitzachon HaMuchlat of Tov over Ra. There is no more Ra. The Lashon Hara is coming from a world of Ra, of Bechira, of Skulas HaBechira. And you go into a world of Torah where there is no Ra. That's the Nimsh, that's the Mashal HaKadmoni, where Torah is so Ma'isim Machshav Tchila, that Torah is now, there's Bechira. But Lasid Lavo, there's not going to be no longer any Bechira, or Las Halev. So when you learn Torah, Torah is not being a Bocher. When you're in that world where it's completely Tov, where there's Eitz Chaim, where there's no death, the whole death came to the world because of a bad Bechira. So when you want to go into that world of no death, that's the greatest tikkun for the Lashon Hara, which is the Bechira of Rei Nasadu Lefneichem Es HaChayim Es HaTov Es HaMov Es HaRa B'Chayit B'Chayim. This Lashon Hara is the highest level of Bechira B'Movis. But the Torah is all a mashal to a world where there is no Bechira, where there's Milas Orelas Halei, where we're going to be Tov B'Teva. And Limud HaTorah, where there's no Bechira, and that's why there's no Hefsik. Hefsik is when you have a choice, here you have no choice. So Mila, that's the Gres Tikkun for Lashon Hara. This mind with sweetest friends, $5 million, $8 million, $26 million, I don't know. But it's Pile Plos Hafle Befel. I do know. Priceless. So we should all be Zelchim, it's Hashem. Lil Modu Lelamed, Lishmor Velasos, and to understand the chrech of learning, that we have no choice, that it has to be something constant. It has to be b'teva. Shtagileinu b'sorah secha. Of Machus Beis David without Bechira, as we saw. And there's this hergel of not even thinking about it. That's pashut who we are. But the erasin osi mitzvah sanoshim elumadah. Pasuk says that you feared me by rote. Everyone asks, so what are we asking for Targalenu B'Sar Asecha? Why is Torah by rote? The answer is because there's a chiluk l'fi zeh, it's gevalik. There's a chiluk between Torah and other mitzvahs. Torah taka has to be mitoch hergel, not mitzvahs. Because Torah is no bechira. So that's all nifla b'yoseh. So we should all be zochel lilmodu lelamed lishmor velasu l'kaimus kol divrei samatarasa b'yahava. Main via main shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.